It has been 25 days since an Arizona city was crippled by an unknown cyber attack. Well, since then, the hackers have blocked access to email and the city's online services. That includes paying bills. Well, weeks later, city officials say operations, though, are slowly getting back online. It's a story that's raising concerns, though, about how safe computer systems are for governments and businesses and exactly what happens once they're compromised.
Cyber experts warn that our networks aren't as safe as we think they are. And News Nation investigative correspondent Rich McHugh has that story tonight from Kingman, Arizona.
Kingman, Arizona, population 30,000, is about as desolate as you get in the United States. 150 miles southeast of Las Vegas in the Arizona desert, along historic Route 66, and the last place you'd imagine would be the victim of a possible ransomware cyber attack. On Friday morning, February 26th, Colleen Haynes, the city's public information officer, got a text from the city's IT director.
When you get a text from your IT director of, I need to speak with you immediately, you're thinking, this is going to be big. This is very damaging.
The city was experiencing a cyber attack.
How would you characterize what the IT staff saw that Friday morning?
All I know is that some really smart guys that came in, saw the red flags, they knew it was big, they knew it was a danger, and started shutting things down.
Right away.
And just like that, the city of Kingman was offline, affecting nearly every aspect of their day-to-day operations. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security responded immediately, and the Arizona National Guard Cyber Joint Task Force deployed a team on site for days. 2 weeks later, when we visited Kingman, they were still shut down. We watched as a steady stream of residents filed in to physically pay their utility bills, unable to pay online.
Why do you think they targeted Kingman?
No idea. What we learned from the National Guard is that this has happened to, I think, six other cities in the state of Arizona over the last 2 years.
Have the authorities ruled out ransomware?
No one has been paid, but we're not categorizing this yet as ransomware because we just don't know the level or the extent of this incident.
In a statement, the National Guard, however, calls it a, quote, ransomware attack on the city's information technology infrastructure. According to the cybersecurity firm Emsisoft, last year, 2,354 U.S. government, healthcare facilities, and schools were affected by ransomware.
Sometimes the criminals don't even know who they've attacked. They're simply casting a wide net, an opportunity knocked when somebody clicked on a link or went to a bad website and got swept up in ransomware.
Michael McAndrews is with the cybersecurity firm PacketWatch.
You spent, I think, 7 years in the FBI as a special agent focusing on cyber issues like this, ransomware. How big of an issue is this for American companies right now?
Ransomware and malware in general is a huge problem for companies right now. It puts jobs at risk, it puts livelihoods at risk, it costs companies millions of dollars a year.
When you parachute into a company to help them, you're looking at basically their company through this dashboard, is that right?
Correct. This dashboard shows us a high-level view of the network traffic. So in this particular instance, we're seeing attacks coming. For example, this one came from China and just attacked our network. So we can go in and look at that particular event and determine, okay, was that a threat? And do we need to do anything about it?
I reached out to a number of companies and cities reportedly hit by ransomware, and all declined to be interviewed on the record.
How widespread do you think this is?
Way more widespread than people think. Nobody wants to talk about it.
One Silicon Valley executive who didn't want to be identified agreed to speak with us. For the purposes of this interview, we'll call her Susan.
For people watching this who are wondering why you've asked to remain anonymous, what do you say to them?
It's a tough thing as a business. You don't want to create kind of fear and spook, you know, your partners. But more importantly, you don't want to be a target to more of those bad actors.
Several years ago, on some ordinary workday, something comes to your attention. What is it?
Basically, one of our production servers goes down. Up pops a message, this system has been locked down, you need to follow these instructions.
What were the instructions?
And so the instructions were, you know, go to this site, we want Bitcoin, and we'll unlock all your stuff. If you don't do it, we're gonna sell your information on the black market. And in the end, we were lucky. We paid. It unlocked.
But Susan says her company has experienced a second ransomware attack last year.
And again, it's a ransomware message. We've locked this machine down. If you want to unlock it, you know, we have all your data. We have everything about you. Very similar, right?
This time, they called PacketWatch for help.
We identified the way that they did access the server, we mitigated that risk for them, and we helped them upgrade their systems and apply additional protections.
So they did not pay the ransom?
They did not pay the ransom, and we never encourage a company to pay a ransom, because that will simply embolden and encourage the bad actors to do what they're doing.
So the best thing corporations can do is to what?
Planning. You need to be ahead of the game, you need to have an incident response plan.
You don't have to spend $50,000. You don't have to spend $10,000. Find a partner right now that's free. Download a checklist, a cybersecurity checklist. Those are free.
The city of Kingman, meanwhile, is still digging out, trying to get back online, and with very few answers.
Who got what? What did they get? What do I need to do as a person? You know, what is my level of concern? And I think, too, that's what we've been telling our external customers is, look, when we know, you'll know. We have skin in this game, too. We're just as concerned as external customers as well.
A lot of questions still surrounding that cyber attack there in Kingman. A special agent with the FBI says these types of crimes have exploded within the last 2 years.
Cyber attacks have impacted a range of school districts as well, governments and companies as big as Microsoft. And coming up in less than 30 minutes, we've got some answers from the FBI tonight. Rich McHugh sits down with a special agent about how authorities are tracking these crimes and who's behind them. That is ahead in our next hour of News Nation Prime.